Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brainfart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. Today, I'm going to be asking the question, does Obi-Wan Kenobi have a death wish?
Okay.
Right, so here's,
you're working.
Here's my reasoning for this, right? Almost every scene where Obi-Wan's getting into a combat scene or a fight scene or anything, he seems to either give up the will to fight, a la Darth Vader. He goes into a situation that's, because frankly, he shouldn't have survived.
And the hello there.
The hello there. He landed in the room in the middle of an enemy stronghold. He didn't even have his saber out. He just introduced himself.
Hello there.
If it wasn't for the fact that Grievous just goes, "Oh, no, I'll fight him," everybody else would have just shot the shit out of him.
Yeah.
It was okay. Logic, right? Because that particular scene is what drove me to this question, right?
Right, I figured it would have been, because
he's up there on the rafter looking down and he just strokes his beard ponderously and then just goes, "Yep," and comes down. He didn't know the allies were on the way. He didn't know they were minutes away.
So maybe it's not so much that he has a death wish, it's just he's a poor military man.
No, I think at that point there, that pondering wasn't him going, can I analyse the situation? I think it was going over his life choices and going, you know what? No, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I just think he's a really bad betting man. I just think he looked at it and was like, 15,000 to 1. Those are good odds, right?
Never told me the odds.
Just jumps in.
So yeah, it's just random little bits like that. I mean, he watched Darth Maul kill his master and thought, oh, well, I'm obviously better than my master, right? We were struggling to fight him 2-on-1. My master got caught 1-on-1 and got. Yeah. I can have him. 1-on-1.
Yeah. But he's obviously really, really skilled, though, because he did, you know, sneaky flip, stab, chop thing, killed Darth Maul. He then... Yep. But he had the low ground, Darth Maul had the high ground, and he killed him.
Yeah, so
when the tables were returned, and Darth Vader had the low ground, and he had the high ground, he had him as well. You know.
Yeah, so, I think he's really good, but his death wish countermands that kind of thing. I think he keeps trying to die, but he's just too good not to.
It could be. That's like a Gotrix and Felix thing. I don't know if you've ever read the Gotrix and Felix books, but Gotrix is a slayer, and his job is to go out and slay a troll or die trying, and just keep going and finding bigger and bigger enemies until it kills him.
Yep.
But he's too good, and he keeps surviving.
And I think that's what Obi-Wan's got.
Yeah.
I think that's why in his final death against Darth Vader, he literally just gave up. Stop fighting. Otherwise, you'll win and be Darth Vader, and the film's franchise will be over.
I mean, it could be. It could be that. I don't know. I think one of the things he had was supreme confidence in his own abilities to do things. And I think that what he has there is he was supremely confident in his powers.
Yeah.
And if anything, he was almost overconfident a lot of the time.
No, I have to go with Death Wish. I think that Death Wish came across as confidence, but he was just ready to go at any moment.
Because the whole Darth Vader fight at the end wasn't so much about losing the fight. That was transitioning to a Force ghost, wasn't it? Because he spent his time on Tatooine in isolation learning to become a Force ghost.
Yep.
So that he, from Qui-Gon Jinn, so that he could then come back and
advise
and use the Force.
Instead of deal with Vader.
Yeah.
There and then. Get it done.
Yeah. Which is an unusual turn of events. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not a sound tactical strategy. If you know that you can beat a fella.
Beat a fella. Yeah.
But, so it's not a sound strategy.
So I have to go with Death Wish. I think he was just ready to die.
I think he's just a poor military man. Because he was afraid of death. I've got an example of that. I've just popped into my head. Boom! Like a light bulb, right? They're chasing girl assassin.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In a speeder. And he's constantly complaining about how much he hates flying and how much he's afraid of flying.
Yeah, maybe he's just got a fear of flying, not death, though.
I think he just doesn't want to die in a plane. I think that's what it is. Just like...
He wants to die needlessly slaughtered. I think that's the way he wants to go. Because there was during their conversations that throughout the films, there were several references to how Anakin had saved Obi-Wan a couple of times.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan was just like, nope, that's not what happened. Where obviously he had jumped into a Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
Just go, right, Anakin, I'll be back in 10. Do you not think you're lightsaber master? Nope, don't need that.
Yeah,
and Anakin went in and saved him.
Yeah,
everyone just had to play the part of I knew what I was doing.
I think it's a death wish. I think he's just not a very good military man. I think he looks at the odds and goes, That's easy. Yeah, I got this. But I think that comes from Qui-Gon. Because Qui-Gon was just like, he was supremely just like, nah, he's just chilled out. And like, we go on to a base filled with droids delighted to kill us. And they go in and they're like, oh, it's fine, it's okay, it's all good. And then the room starts filling up with gas and he's like, better hold your breath, haven't you? And that's, you know, it's just like, he was supremely confident. And so I think that rubbed off on Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan thought that he was more powerful than he was.
Yeah, so is the takeaway here that Qui-Gon was confident and could do it, because he could for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, for right? the most part, he was all right.
Obi-Wan was a naive apprentice and thought, you know, he could easily take out his master if he really tried, is what I assume. Yeah. Or at least emulate his master
yeah,
to
he
a
could,
good
he could
point.
Emulate his master, yeah.
But Obi-Wan never really had the skills. He was just saved by his really powerful apprentice a lot.
It could be. But, I mean, we'd say with the Grievous fight, if the guns had gone off, he would have been,
yeah, he would have just been
of, all kinds of mushed. But he was pretty powerful.
And he looked out of that fight as well, because he just happened to find a blaster.
Yeah.
He shot Grievous's heart.
Yeah. So I think all he did was just fluke his way through.
Yeah.
And I think he relied on the supreme confidence that he got from his master. And I don't think it was a death wish. I think it was genuine, like
ignorance.
I think he was just, yeah, ignorance is bliss and all that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because he was afraid of flying, and that was one of his big, like, so that he was afraid of, he hated flying. And like when he got freaked out and Anakin jumped out of the flying car, didn't he?
He's like, yeah, I hate it when he does that. So Anakin's done that load. So maybe Anakin's got the death
wish. Yeah, definitely Anakin's got a death
wish. No, because he was supremely confident. That was his thing, wasn't it? He should be more powerful than he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wonder if Vader still does it. I wonder if now and again he's going along in his TIE bomber with his co-pilot, because they have those little co-pilot
things.
Co-pilot turns around and the hatch is open and Vader's gone. Oh, I hate it when he does that. I've got to switch seats. It's really small in here.
The fact that you gave the co-pilot no flight controls. He's not a co-pilot. He's just a
gunner.
He's just a companion.
He's just a valet for when Vader comes out.
They've even put it with autopilot, isn't that?
How would I rule the Empire? Badly.
Yeah, it seems.
We have autopilots in our fights, sir. No, no, we can't afford that. Building another Death Star. Just hire a couple more guys. I want to say hire, I mean commission.
Do you know what really got me about the second Death Star, right? Because the first Death Star took quite some time to build.
Yeah, 17 years.
All right. The second Death Star was probably about 15 years into construction.
Yeah.
So that means 2 years into the construction of the original Death Star, Palpatine went, I got a feeling someone's going to find that exhaust port. better order a second commission straight away, just so that...
A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger. Because the second Death Star was bigger.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe.
It just seems odd. It seems like an odd choice to go, I've got this ultimate weapon.
Yep.
That's never going to be destroyed because it's the ultimate weapon.
Yep.
But I'm going to build a second just in case.
But, you know, what's better than, you know, having one supreme weapon? Having two of them.
Yeah. And if it took 17 years to build...
But maybe the first one took so long because it was experimental technologies all around.
Yeah, but even so, you're not going to... The physical size of that, it was the size of a moon.
Yeah.
To build something the size of a moon is still going
to
be...
Yeah, but if you've already got the infrastructure to be able to do it once, then... For example, look at us in skyscrapers. We can... When we first built skyscrapers, took us fucking decades... Now we can knock them out in a couple of years. Technology has improved.
Yeah.
To meet it. On the first Death Star, we developed new tools to make building a Death Star a little bit quicker.
Starkiller Base, then.
Yeah, Starkiller Base doesn't make sense. But
because that would have taken... You got to grow a whole planet on it.
Yeah. Well, did they grow a planet or did they hollow a planet?
Either way, hollowing a planet's going to take some time, isn't it?
I don't know. If you've got a Death Star, apparently you can drill right through it. Instead.
They don't have a Death Star because they keep getting blown up.
Yeah, Starkiller Base never made sense.
No. No, I didn't.
But in the Star Wars timeline, that was 50 years from the first Death Star.
Yeah.
So, 50 years? If they had 50 years? Yeah.
Because that means they age really slowly.
No.
Well, Luke Skywalker was in his 20s when he was Luke Skywalker.
The first Luke Skywalker is 17.
17, is he? That's maybe 50 years. He was 67. I mean, he was an old man.
Yeah.
Do you know that apparently...
Well, think about it real time. It was the 70s.
Do you know, apparently Han Solo died because... I can't remember what his real name is, so I'm going to call him Indiana Jones.
Yep. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford decided that that's what should happen.
Oh.
He wanted to make sure that Han Solo never made it into another film. He wanted to make sure that Han Solo died.
I can believe it.
Because he was sick of Han Solo or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know how true that is. That was in an article somewhere. But he was just done with Han Solo, and he wanted to make sure that he was properly done. So.
You want to know a funny line about the Solo film?
Yeah.
You know the guy who gave Han Solo his Solo name?
Oh, yeah. Han Solo.
He kept getting it wrong. Han Mono was apparently something he kept doing.
Why?
Because he's a fucking idiot. It's like four takes.
How?
Right?
Right. I mean, he's one of the most known characters in cinematic history. And it's not like you would go, one person, Mono. Travelling Mono today? No, you're not. You're travelling solo. If you go on your own somewhere, you go solo or you go stag.
Part of me really hopes that it was a guy who, A... was really into Star Trek and not Star Wars, and he was one of those instigators of the Star Wars Star Trek rivalry.
Oh, right. So he was intentionally fucking with it.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I was thinking. Because you can't get it wrong three times in a row.
No.
With the director going, no, right? You're working on Solo, the Star Wars story. Yeah. This is Han Solo. Get it fucking right.
That's amazing. I mean, I would love to be that stupid.
So part of me hopes that it is stupidity and that it wasn't just planning to just fuck with them.
Yeah. If it was me and I was an extra in the Han Solo movie or any of the Star Wars movies, right?
Yeah.
I would make sure that I was caught by the camera with some Star Trek paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah.
Just in the background. Not enough to start a war, but just...
Not to come back and beam out. That's right.
Yeah, I'll just have three of you there in Trek uniforms as the camera pans across, and then you all just beam out like you were a landing party.
Or just have like, I don't know, just like the ship in the background. You know when all the rebel ships warped in?
Yeah,
because the Enterprise.
One of the really iconic ones, Enterprise D. It's really obvious as well. It doesn't fit in with the universe at all.
But yeah, I would have fucked with him that way.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's a death wish for.
Oh, there we go, back to Subgate. Yeah, I fucking rude.
Cycled us back. I don't think he had a death wish.
I don't know. I've still got to think that he was trying to die. That's the only thing I can go with. I think that he was heartbroken that his master died, and he was jealous that his apprentice blatantly had a wife and kids.
I mean, so obviously,
right? His apprentice was obviously more powerful than him as well. His master was obviously more powerful than him. Everybody else on the council was obviously more powerful than Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
He lost a planet to an embarrassment and was saved by a classroom full of kids who could point it out to him because he couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yoda did that really passive-aggressively.
That was so passive-aggressive, right. Wasn't it? You look for the absence. It's there, dickhead.
Yeah. The gravity, because you answered question yourself, did you? Gravity's still there. Mass must still be. Planet erased. He even asked the librarian if that was a possibility. She just gave him lip.
Yeah.
If it's not in our records, it doesn't exist.
Yep.
Oh, well.
I think that's partially the librarian's fault, though. The librarian, because if your job is to be the chronologist of all knowledge... And then you turn around and go, well, if it's not there, then it's not knowledge.
Yeah.
Then you go, well, in that case, it can't be there. Because you would take the guy who studies all knowledge to know whether or not...
No, if they'd have been that snippy at me, I'd have just gone, you're a fucking idiot then. Can't accept there's nothing left to learn.
So yeah, if they've been that snippy, you just got to be pissed with them.
You can't just accept that you've learnt all the knowledge there is to know. I would have been, fuck you, librarian. And I would have figured it out. I would have at least gone and had a look before I went to a master of the council in front of a load of kids and just get corrected.
Yeah, and I think the worst part about that is you, in front of the kids.
Yeah. You only could write proper bitch slapped him, essentially, in front of the kids.
That's really... So basically, he's not smart. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. He's just an idiot.
It's not he's a just death a glorious, he's just a glorious idiot.
So... After his fight with General Grievous, right?
Okay.
He goes down, he finds Commander Cody, of the troops, and they tell him that something else is going on, and he gets on his lizard and cuffs off again. Yeah. But just before he manages to cuff off, right, he was in full cuff off mode. Cody goes, "Oh, sir, you forgot your lightsaber," because he dropped it. Right? Yeah. Because Obi-Wan had A, looked for his lightsaber, B, picked up a lightsaber from Grievous, who had like shitloads in his cloak.
Yeah, yeah, loads, didn't he?
Yeah, no, because no, I can do this without weapons. I've got me a big lizard.
Yeah, so what, basically, it's not a Death Wish, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be it.
That's
got
to be the only thing. I'm trying to think of anything that justifies it, but no.
No.
He's just a fucking idiot.
And then, like, obviously, his survival of Order 66 was because they missed with the first shot with the cannon, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the lizard dropped off the thing.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason he survived.
Yeah, he just fluked it after that.
Think of, what other incidents was he part of? That...
Right, so they're driving off the Tusken Raiders. That's the first scene we get of Obi-Wan, right?
Yeah.
And where he just comes out whistling and waving his arms.
Yeah.
And they can do one, right? So he knows that that works, which means that was a trial and error method to get there, probably.
Probably, yeah. So at some point, he must have tried other things to scare them off.
And he found Wiggly Wavery's arms, and they've just got, that's the fucking mad hobo again, get out of here. I assume they weren't scared of his, because Waylon.
Yeah, obviously not, surely.
So
just waving his arms and scaring people off.
And then 2 seconds into meeting Luke, he just goes, well, time to teach you the ways of the Force.
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber. We don't usually give these to kids until they're trained a little bit, but there you go.
Yeah, because I mean, it wasn't long. I mean, he obviously knew who Luke was.
Yeah,
And he made no effort to contact him.
Yep, he stayed away,
particularly during his isolation. And then Luke does up and goes, "Oh, this girl needs help." And he looks at the girl and goes,
That's your sister.
That's Leia Organa. That's his sister. Okay, fair enough. Right, well, in that case, you're going to become a Jedi.
Yeah, shall I tell him about his dad? Shall I tell him all about his dad? Shall I tell him to be cautious of the dark side because his father was corrupted by it? Nope. Let's
keep it all
let him figure that one out for himself in a tree later on.
Yeah. And then he just sort of like... And the training that he gave him was predominantly just lightsaber training that you saw.
Yeah.
So it was how to wield the lightsaber, like... mask on his head, fighting a little floating droid thing, right?
Well, what you don't get in the films is the sense of how long it takes in hyperdrive to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's supposed to actually take, like, a couple of weeks to do a basic jump.
Yeah. But you don't get that in any sci-fi. Occasionally, you get the odd throw, the odd thrown comment. You got it in the early seasons of The Next Generation when they said, like, they'd be like, set course for this place, and then they'll set course, and then you might get a throwaway. And what's our ETA? Oh, about 2 days. Okay, perfect. And then it'd go off.
Yeah. The only Star Wars kind of ish reference was when Anakin and Padme were on the way back to Naboo. There was a scene where they're in the canteen and they're wearing different clothes to when they got onto the thing, and then different clothes when they get off.
Yeah.
Which kind of suggests that it's been some time has passed.
Yeah, some time has passed, but at least 2 costume changes were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, you don't get a sense of how long it takes. So you could have been training Luke for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And you just saw the lightsaber bit, because that was the coolest bit, because watching Luke read a book on Jedi is...
Well, he didn't have any books, did he? Because...
Nah.
No one has any books.
You don't believe in the Force, do you, Han? What's the mean thing you learned about 2 minutes ago? That always threw me away.
Yeah. Okay. So Obi-Wan, we discover, is a glorious idiot.
Yep.
All right. Luke.
Yep.
Naive fuckwit.
Yep.
That's what he is.
Yeah. Right?
Because he immediately went from, I've got to get some droids to fix my water harvesting plant thing that is, because that's where they are. They're moisture farmers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've got to fix the moisture farm. Got to get a droid to help out with that. You know, got to go tinkering, fixing things. Going to maybe do a bit of speed racing. Some random girl pops up on a holoprojector, and he goes, "Right, I'm in love with that girl. I'm going to go and rescue her."
Yep.
Right. Naive idiot.
Yep.
Right? It's like the first time he's ever seen a girl. So then he goes off, meets a crazy old man in the woods.
Yep. Well, in a cave.
In a cave.
Yeah.
And a crazy old man goes, "Oh, by the way, there's this mysterious force thing that allows you to do cool shit."
I'm a space wizard? Yeah, cool, sure.
I can teach you how to be a space wizard if you want. And space wizard monk, that's basically what they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
And he goes, "Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I believe 100% in the Force now."
Yep.
Where's your evidence?
Everyone never showed it. Never used Force.
You never saw, apart from the, these are not the droids you're looking for. You never saw Obi-Wan use the Force.
Imagine if you'd have rolled a natty one on a charisma check there.
You get advantage though, don't you? Because you're Jedi.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, the Stormtrooper failed at saving throw. Guess he believes these aren't the droids they're looking for. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Space Wizard. Yeah, he believed it naively straight off the bat.
Straight away. Yep. Straight off the bat. No issues.
Yep. Who's my daddy? Oh, your daddy was a great guy. Oh, because my uncle told me that he once killed a whole family of Tusken Raiders.
Not a whole family, a whole village of Tusken Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that he was married to a princess or something. Oh, your uncle told you that.
All right, okay.
Well, he was high on blue milk, so... Could have been anything.
Yeah. It's a weird set of circumstances. But it's basically the idiot leading the moron, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so... what else have we got of Obi-Wan being a complete idiot? So, it looks like it's heading towards that small moon. That's no moon. Now look at it. It's on the radar. It's massive. It's a moon.
Yeah. He seemed to know that was no moon. But that might just be just a lucky guess.
Yeah. Well...
because it's moving.
Yeah.
In the wrong way. The moons move, but they don't move forwards.
Yeah.
Not as a rule. With a cannon on them. So, and I imagine that their sensors are sophisticated enough to pick up an EM field.
Well, yeah, well, and he was just looking out the window.
Yeah.
Maybe he had four sensors, people on that stage.
Or he just went, now for those of you who can't see that little mic,
look down.
Just a quick head, just a quick eye, like an eye out. EM readings, there's definitely a ship. It's EM readings. Quick glance at the panel, make it look like he's mysterious.
Yeah.
He's not actually a Jedi at all.
No, maybe that's
he's lost his powers, that's what it is. Because you can't be shut off from the Force, can't you?
You can, yeah.
It's just like, the Force is like the Force changed depending on which canon you read.
Yeah.
Because the Force in a sort of, the way it was spoke about in the A New Hope onwards films, those three, was it was a mystical connection to a Force.
Yeah, the Force was basically the life force of everything.
Of everything, and you were connected to it in a special way.
Yeah.
And then it became, in the prequels, it became midichlorians, didn't it? It became a symbiotic creature, and the creature accesses the Force.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you. And in the Old Republic games, the Force was something that was, you could be blocked off from.
Yes.
But you can't be blocked off from a symbiotic thing without killing all the things inside you, and that's not what they were doing.
Yeah. So, well, Luke severed his connection to the Force as an older man when Rey went for a training.
Because you could do that in the Old Republic stories. You could do that. The times that it would happen would be
great trauma.
Times with great trauma. Or you could be forced to do it by a powerful Jedi or Sith. Or you could voluntarily sever your own connection.
Yeah. So you're saying that on Tatooine, Obi-Wan had severed his connection to the Force.
Yep.
And he only got it back when he went to Anchorage. And
I don't think he did get it back to get to Anchorage. Because what happens when you sever your connection to the Force in some unusual circumstances?
You become an Illus.
You draw the Force in from another person.
Yeah.
Mm.
Force void. So you think you're stealing Luke's
Force? I think it was Luke's Force essence that allowed him to do that, because he does have a profound connection with Luke, because it requires a profound connection of some kind.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's overseen his development like from afar, his best friends with his dad, you know, that kind of stuff. You are my brother! That kind of malarkey.
Yeah.
So it's a big profound connection. So I think he could siphon off just enough to do his Force wiggly stuff, because he knows how to use the Force. He just doesn't have the connection to it anymore.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, even just a little bit, Vader and Palpatine were very powerful Force users.
Yeah. Right?
Very powerful Force users. If you stuck two Jedi close proximity on a planet...
Well, that's why he lived so far away from Luke, wasn't
it? He lived a car journey away.
Yeah, but that was actually, again, supposed to be essentially the other side of the planet.
Yeah. If you can drive to the other planet on a car, it's not a very big planet.
Again,
he did it in one day, didn't he? The sun didn't even set.
It was gone for a couple of days, because it took him a couple of days for the stormtroopers to find the thing, find Luke's family, kill him, and then Luke turned up.
Well, either way.
Yeah, again, like I say, it's one of those film things that didn't quite show how long things take.
But the point is that if Palpatine is powerful enough to sense Vader's pain, he's on Coruscant and Vader's on Mustafar, Palpatine is powerful enough to pick up collections of Jedi.
Should be.
There were no other large collections of Jedi. All Jedi were told to scatter.
Yeah.
To the farthest reaches, so that they weren't on the same planet, so they weren't close by, so that they couldn't get like a big Force presence. So I think he severed his connection, so that he's no longer a Force presence on there. So the only Force presence on there is Luke, and Luke's not wasn't a beacon enough. Like, yeah. The two of them together would be enough of a beacon to go, there's Jedi there, but one of them on their own, not a beacon.
Or Obi-Wan just forgot how to use the Force. He'd been on his own so long, he didn't need it.
Yeah, but
until we get the Obi-Wan series, we find out what Obi-Wan was actually doing on Tatooine. Yeah. We can't really say.
Yeah, but not to like I'd put my personality into Obi-Wan's thing. But if I had access to the Force, and I was living alone in a cave,
yep.
I would never lose access to the Force because
you need it.
Well, it's not just that. You're like, you go something simple as my mug's all the way over there. My mug's here. You never forget, because you'd lose your Jedi training. You'd lose your whole reverence for the Force and your whole, only to be used.
But it's utility kind of thing,
but
you'd
use it as I'd use it as like a day-to-day convenience, you know? So, you'd move that boulder out of the way of the doorway. You put it back. Need to go into town to get some food. These are the supplies I'm taking.
Yeah, they are, mate, and they cost 3 gold.
I never had that power. It's the one Jedi skill I couldn't learn. I had the opposite. I had Force Unpersuade. These aren't the joys I'm looking for. No, they clearly are, mate.
I mean, I didn't think of the word. That was a different colour, but now I'm taking them in.
And one of them is not even a droid. That's clearly a small human boy. But I'm taking him anyway. You will charge me only 3 credits. 50 credits. You got yourself a deal.
So, in the bar is when you next see...
And he chops off a guy's arm.
Yeah, right. And then looks around as
my friend don't like you. I don't like you either.
We're wanted men. But yeah, so Luke's getting that hassle. Obi-Wan sees this going off and just goes, I could force persuade these guys to just walk away. Remain our anonymity. Nobody did never know that I was a Jedi. Lightsaber!
Because he remembered to bring it with him this time. And he was so surprised. He was like, I'm fucking going to use it.
And he just goes, in a public bar, everyone's quiet. I was looking, he goes, nobody need know I'm a Jedi. Puts his saber away and carries on as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the stormtrooper's looking around for anything suspicious.
Yeah, and I mean, not a Jedi weapon would be pretty suspicious, wouldn't it? Let's be honest with you.
Yep.
Because I don't think many people would have used them outside of the Jedi and Sith orders.
No, that was the thing. They were a Jedi weapon, kind of thing.
And like even the collectors wouldn't necessarily.
No.
I always thought that the lightsaber required such concentration and training that
supposedly
that you couldn't just pick it up and wield it because it was too risky.
Yeah.
But that apparently that didn't work out with the stupid stormtrooper that just basically spent his whole time. He basically was the Macaulay Culkin of Star Wars. He basically put one hand on either side of his face, pulled a face and just ran around battlefields like that.
Yep.
Until someone gave him a lightsaber, and then he fought a guy who just had a gun and goes, no, I'm going to fight you with this lightning stick.
Yeah.
Lightning stick guy.
Yep, I remember that guy. Lightning baton.
Yeah. You know, the most disappointing death in Star Wars has got to be Phasma, though, hasn't it?
Just like fall through and all.
Yeah, but it's just like you build up this real presence of this character, like, and you're slowly building up. It's Brienne of Tarth, the one that played it. I can't remember what her name is in real life either.
No, nobody knows.
But it got built this powerful character, and like it's a real animosity between her and Finn, and it's real. Oh, he fell through a hole. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
Oh well.
Oh.
Well, they put her in a trash compactor at one point, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Han should have gone, no, they're really easy to get out of, just don't shoot you away.
Yeah, trash compactors are not the most difficult thing to get out
of. I mean, it's not even midday. Do you know, unless you worked in sanitation.
That's what he did, wasn't it?
Yeah. But hey, right, so back to Obi-Wan, right. So he's exposed himself as a Jedi.
Yep.
On Tatooine. We're still on the first film, right?
Yeah, we haven't got very far through it.
And then
it's literally a case of they go on to the Millennium Falcon.
And yeah,
they run the blockade.
Yep.
They get to Alderaan. They see the moon. He drops his lightsaber and he dies.
Yep. Yep, that's... And then he tells Luke, right, don't use the computer, Luke.
Use the Force. And then Luke, right, knowing full well that technology works, thinks,
yep,
I'm going to listen to the Space Wizard.
Space Wizard.
I'm going to listen to the Space Wizard, who clearly not very good at lightsaber fights.
So when he says use the Force, I'm hoping that Luke actually just fired the torpedoes forward and then just Force pushed them down the hole, re-angled them.
Oh, yeah, that would be better, wouldn't it?
That's what I assume actually happened.
Yeah, that would make more sense than, like, blind sight firing.
Yeah. So the torpedoes were only programmed to go straight.
Yeah.
And then he goes, just give him a nudge.
Just give him
force
a nudge.
Force push.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I never really
Part thought. Of me also secretly hopes that Ghost Obi-Wan was in the plane with Luke, right, but holding on to the rocket and goes, use the Force, Luke. And then just convinced Luke that Luke could use the Force. And it was really Obi-Wan holding onto the rocket, riding it all the way down, and Force guiding it.
Oh, you know what? That would be so much. This would be such a much better Star Wars saga if it turns out Luke doesn't actually have any power at all.
Yes, it was just,
and everything is just Obi-Wan as a Force ghost.
Yeah,
like
he'd absolutely been bullied by all the other Force ghosts because you can't convince this kid that he's the last Jedi, for fuck's sake.
What are you fucking playing at?
Right, you're gonna have to make sure he.
You've got him convinced so much that he's convinced his sister, she's also a Jedi.
Right?
Now you're going to have to drag her back in from space to make her look like a wizard. Otherwise she's going to die.
Yeah, because, you know, you can be in space for a while.
Yeah, yeah, everyone knows that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm going to leave that pause in there, yeah, specifically. No, right. That is a crucial pause, that.
But hey.
But yeah, so that is... Basically, Obi-Wan, glorious idiot.
Yep.
Not had a death wish.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, I'm more happy to believe the glorious idiot. I mean, yeah. I assumed a death wish to start with, but yep, definitely.
Now, we've talked about it, it's definitely.
Yeah, Obi-Wan, idiot. Not smart.
Yeah, Obi-Wan, bad decisions.
Yeah.
All right,
so what have we learned today? Obi-Wan, just glorious idiot.
Obi-Wan, glorious idiot?
Yeah. In order to build a Death Star, you need to remove co-pilots from your TIE fighters. Otherwise, you just won't have the budget.
Yeah.
You're not allowed autopilots or second equipment for your co-pilot. They've just got to move a seat.
It's got to move a seat.
Darth Vader jumps out of so many TIE fighters.
Darth Vader just jumps out of anything he can. Yeah. Just constantly jumping out of stuff.
Whether you've got the high ground or low ground, don't fight Obi-Wan. He cuts bits off you.
In fact, you don't fight Obi-Wan with a lightsaber because he tends to just cut bits off you. Because every time he drew his lightsaber, he cut something up, didn't he?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got hands from the guys at the bar, torso from, not legs, torso from Darth Maul.
Yep.
A hands, leg, and both arms from Anakin.
Both arms and a leg from Anakin. The guy in the bar, we said that, didn't we?
The droids, you just cut the droids.
Just cuts the droids up, yeah.
I mean, that's the only way you can kill a droid, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else you cut off of something. I've got a feeling during the fight, when they're all chained up, him, Anakin, and Padme, he cut bits off Ackley.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah, because he cut the front legs off, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he fell face first into the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cause don't fight Obi-Wan Kenobi. He only cuts bits off.
He only cuts bits off you. It leaves you alive,
yeah,
but he cuts bits off you, apart from Darth Maul. Oh, no, including Darth Maul.
Yeah, Darth Maul was still alive.
Yeah, because Darth Maul hit the bottom and became Spider Darth Maul, didn't he?
Yeah, for a bit. Mad Spider Darth Maul until he got his own Lego legs back.
Yeah, Lego legs. And then he came back and became Red
Skull.
Bang.
Red Skull?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changed his name to Dawn, became a red version of her.
Yeah. You know, he was already red. And before that, there was Green Dawn, and he killed her, took her place.
Yeah.
He changed his name to Red Dawn.
Yeah, well, he became the Wicked Witch of the Red Dawn.
She became the Wicked Witch. He dropped a house on her. That's how you guys said. Took her legs.
That's what it was. Yeah.
He didn't take the whole. Didn't take the shoes. Took the whole legs.
Okay.
Welcome to Star Wars of Oz.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful space wizard of Oz. Right. So, That's what we've learned today. Hope you've enjoyed learning it, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.